Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We're going to talk about actinic keratosis, a lesion that's related to sun exposure. It is perhaps the wrong season. I doubt very many people are out in the sun for long periods of time right now, but the patients are coming in with these waxy lesions on their skin. These are cutaneous lesions, usually composed of atypical epidural keratinocytes. These actinic keratoses represent early lesions, maybe on a continuum, that end up with squamous cell carcinoma. They often present as sort of red, waxy, scaly macules or papules. They're most often detected by folks with fair skin. I'm not sure if that's a bias because they're more visible on people with fair skin, although I suspect they're also more prevalent on people with fair skin. The thinking about actinic keratoses is that chronic sun exposure is a major risk factor. Not surprisingly, the places that we see these lesions are mostly in sun-exposed areas, particularly balding men, scalp, face, neck, upper extremities, hands, etc. It's usually diagnosed clinically through visual inspection. Rarely do we send biopsies unless there's some concern about the diagnosis and whether perhaps it is an early squamous cell carcinoma. A common indication for a biopsy is this differentiation between actinic keratoses and squamous cell carcinomas. Most of us will use cryotherapy. But there's always the question is should we be doing something in addition to cryotherapy? You've got a poem this week you've selected from the British Journal of Dermatology. It attempts to answer, I think, a pretty important clinical question, which is, do topical interventions improve outcomes in addition to cryotherapy for actinic keratoses compared to cryosurgery alone? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, they found some studies. They originally, I think, searched and found about 1,800 studies. They narrowed it down to 9 that met their inclusion criteria of being randomized controlled trials. And most of the studies were kind of low to moderate quality. They were unclear about how they randomized, about concealment of allocation. So how did patients get into the treatment or control groups? Masking, 5 out of the 9 didn't mask the participants. 2 out of the 9 didn't mask the outcome assessors, and so that's problematic. There can be sort of conscious or unconscious bias. In any case, this is what we got. So the topical interventions that they looked at, so these are all patients who got cryosurgery, and then they were randomized to topical application versus no topical application. And they were imiquimod in 4 studies, inguinal mebutate in 2 studies, diclofenac 3% solution, in hyaluronic acid in 1 study, 5-FU in 1 study, and photodynamic therapy with, and I'm going to butcher this, aminolevulinic acid, and it's ALAPDT is the little acronym they use in 1 of the studies. So a bunch of different things. None of them studied, one studied in 4 studies, the rest in 1 or 2 studies. The overall likelihood of complete lesion clearance when you combine all 9 studies, so even different interventions, was significantly greater. The relative risk was 1.74. So if you assume, based on these data, a baseline rate of complete lesion clearance of 46% with the cryosurgery alone, adding one of these topical interventions would increase that rate to about 80%. There was no difference between groups in withdrawals between topical and not topical. So that suggests they're pretty well tolerated. There was quite a bit of heterogeneity between studies. The individual studies of diclofenac, 5-FU, and inguinal mebutate showed significant benefit consistent with the overall effect, while actually imiquimod and the ALA-PDT didn't show a benefit in the individual study. So I guess the bottom line is, based on kind of a low quality body of evidence, adding a topical intervention after cryosurgery of an AK improves the likelihood of complete lesion clearance from about 45% to about 80%, the number needed to treat of around 3. The best evidence supports 5-FU and diclofenac being effective. Inguinal, Mebutate also is effective, but a lot more expensive.
Okay, very interesting, Mark. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.